llena de pride and satisfaction al presentar
versión original todos los días.
Todos los days.
Todas tus pelis favoritas en versión original.
Todas las movies.
Y los martes, más películas y más sesiones.
Y los martes, more and more and more.
Toda la información en kinepolis.es.
All the information on kinepolis.es.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés de una manera rápida y efectiva este verano, apúntate a los Summer Impacts, un curso de inglés intensivo con el que mejorarás tu comprensión y agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Eso es lo que buscas, ¿verdad? Pues no lo dudes y apúntate a los Summer Impacts. Haremos hincapié en la construcción de frases. Realizaremos continuas preguntas y respuestas, siempre con el método Vaughan. Con Summer Impacts verás rápidamente cómo mejoras con el inglés. Más información en grupovaughan.com o en el 911335831.
Highways and Byways with Drew Crosby.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of Highways and Byways on Vaughan Radio. It's Drew here, and I'd like to welcome a special guest today. It's Carlos Goga. Hello, Carlos.
Hello, Drew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program.
And thank you very much for inviting me to come here.
Carlos has a book out I want to talk about. We're going to talk with Carlos today about a book, and it's what's cool about this is you're doing it in English. And, hey, you know, this is not your native language.
No. And the hard thing is that I wrote the book in Spanish. It's not ready in English. I like it to be, but it's not ready.
You would like the book in English.
Of course, and lots of people have asked for me.
Is that right?
Yeah, when is it going to be in English? But I don't know. It's not so easy.
Well, let's let our listeners know a little bit more about you. Carlos Goga, you are from...
Valencia,
the area of Levante.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
And then from what I understand, your second favorite city could be perhaps Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And then your third?
San Francisco.
Why is San Francisco such an important city in your life or for you?
I went there back in the 90s, and I found the real world we live in. It was so multicultural.
Yeah.
It was, for me, it was like a Benetton city. I could just go to the street and see black people with white people, with yellow people, mixed couples, lots of living without any difference of races or ages. And for me, that was shocking. I thought that was more common, but then I found out it's not that common in other places.
So like San Francisco, you learned is you thought it might have been standard, and then you found it was an exception.
Maybe. That's it.
And when was this approximately?
This was in 1993.
So you went to San Francisco in 1993. From what I understand, from what I've read and about you, that was your experience there was a turning point.
Yes.
Can you let us know what you were doing before and what happened in San Francisco to you as a person? It sounds like it was pretty important.
The thing is up to this point, I was just Spanish.
Just Spanish.
When I went to San Francisco, I was studying a master in business administration, an MBA.
In San Francisco?
It was in Houston, but as the program belonged to the University of Houston, we could ask for exchange with any of the related universities they have agreements with, and I chose San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And once I arrived there, I felt I was a citizen of the world. It's like, wow,
yeah.
I'm not only from Spain, but from a very bigger place that's called the world. And for me, it was a turning point in that sense. And also, I discovered different points of view that I never thought about them, never listened about them.
Never heard about them. Mm-hmm. And so this is like your revelation, right? I mean, we all have a period, I think, that most of us, it happened to me here in Spain as well when I came. And so what was that revelation? What was that turning point for you? What happened to you in San Francisco? What you just said, the revelation of you were a world citizen, you saw things through different eyes.
Is the thinking and the feeling that I could do anything in the world, but not only in Spain, was very empowering for me.
Wow,
I don't have to work for a Spanish company. I can work for an American company, and in fact, I did. I don't have to live in Spain. I can live wherever I choose.
Yes.
I can travel all around, and I know how to communicate, and I can empathize with people, because people is like me in other places of the world. This was like an opening of the opportunities for living, and that was great, important.
Oh man, that's so interesting. So then you found something. You were you came across. Is that a phrasal verb, by the way? To come across. It is. That's our phrasal verb alarm. To come across, Carlos, any ideas? You came across a book called Ecotopia. You came across. Do you know that phrasal verb, to come across something? How would you explain it, just for our listeners, to come across?
To discover.
Yeah, to discover without looking, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you discovered, you came across a book called Ecotopia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you let our listeners know, what was that like? What's the book about, and how is it related to your book, Love-topia?
I think it was the first utopia I read.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a book about a brand new world that we could build if we did things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, and that book was written back in the 70s.
Right.
The whole thing that was being proposed in that book was living in a deeper communion with the environment, with the whole ecological movement, with what's happening in the earth as a living place that hosts us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very interesting for me. It is like at that time I identified a lot with some of the things that Ernest Kallenbach, who is the author of Ecotopia, was proposing there. And it reached me very beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not only from the mind, but also from the heart. And I kind of got in love with that book.
Mm-hmm. You fell in love.
Mm-hmm. I think, wow, this is something that makes a difference and deserves the effort to be looked for.
And when you found the book, you were so in love with it, this book called Ecotopia, or Ecotopia by Ernest Kallenbach. You said, I need to share this, and I need to get it into Spanish. I need to translate this book. And that was an interesting journey.
the very first thing was, I need to share it, so I will buy it in Spanish. But then I found that it was not a thought at that time. It never has been translated into Spanish, so the next step was, okay, then I will translate it.
Right.
But my very first approach was to buy it and just present it as a present.
Well, just those of you who are just tuning in, we're speaking with Carlos Goga. He's telling us a little bit of the history behind his book called Love-topia. And a lot of it was inspired by a book called Ecotopia, which was written back in 1975. Carlos discovered that book in the States. You read it. You fell in love with it. And then you wanted to find it in Spanish. You couldn't at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You found a partial translation that was done at the University de Complutense de Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you found the fact that it was finally published in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like bingo, as you said.
Yes, bingo.
Bingo.
Now I can share it.
Now you can share it.
Yes.
Have you?
20 years later, I said, now I can share it.
Yeah.
So I read it again, but in Spanish, and then I felt it was kind of obsolete. It was kind of not updated, not talking about the world we are living in.
So that was your inspiration to say, okay, I'm going to take Ecotopia and expand upon it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And that takes us to Love-topia.
To Love-topia. And it's important to share that that my professional living has always been in the digital industry.
Digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dealing with technologies and the internet and how the internet has changed both society, all society, businesses, and the self. So kind of I wanted to include the whole phenomenon of the transformation we have been gone through for the last three decades.
Yes.
into the book also.
And that's important, I think, and that's that you mentioned that. I agree, because so our listeners know that Carlos is coming from a technological and a digital background. You have the knowledge to write mm-hmm. about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you were working in the internet and for an American company.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ecotopia takes place in a different age, and you and I were speaking before the program, there are three parallels between your book and Ecotopia. You mentioned the age or the era.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the topic of love, which mm-hmm. might sort of replace the concept of ecology.
That's it.
And then the third is that you're looking at how technology has an impact on today's society.
Mm-hmm.
Can you let us know? Let's go to number one. Let's go to number two. I'm fascinated about how does love come forth, or at least extend from the ecological component. What's your view of love in Lovetopia? Why love?
The thing is if we think a little bit about how we live,
mm-hmm.
Everything is happening around money. From a society point of view, it looks like money is the only important thing. We talk about markets. We talk about GDP, PIB in Espanol. And we listen every day, growth, growth, growth. And they don't say that, but there's money growth, money growth, money growth. That's the money thing.
Mm-hmm.
Companies is just profit, 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 profit. Everything should be done if there is a profit to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of this, we individuals kind of behave the same way. The most important thing is to work for money. Do things for money, use money to get things. So Lovetopia, in that sense, is kind of a challenge of what would happen if where there is money, we put love.
Substitute money with love.
That's it. We can think that we relate to each other in extremes, maybe with power, and money is the main manifestation of power today, or with love. And right. Sex is kind of the main manifestation of love today. In the streams, we move in that continuum.
I see.
So it looks like society is in the power, money part of it, and then I build a society, and the individuals living in that society who have chosen to live in the love stream.
When they live in the love stream, are they rejecting money and power? They're just they've chosen to live a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this take place? What happens?
Lovetopia right now happens in the Levant Español, in a place starting in Castellón and going down until Cádiz.
All the way down, from Castellón to Cádiz.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a revolution which you envision taking place, going back to Ecotopia, mm-hmm. what Mr. Kallenbach did with Oregon, California, and Washington.
That's it.
Which was a revolution in terms of ecology. You've taken it and built on this concept of a revolution in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But is a love understood from a very practical point of view?
In what way?
Very easy example about this. I like to say that somebody loves anything, like his job, his place,
uh-huh.
his mate, when he likes it three times.
When he likes it three times.
That's kind of, if you like something a lot,
yes.
and you can kind of state, I like it three times, then you love it.
It's like, I see. It's like triple like equals love.
That's it. And in fact, this comes from my personal experience, because I discovered that I was living a life that a lifestyle, let's say, that put me every single day in places I didn't like, with people I didn't like, to do things I didn't like. And I say, I don't want this kind of living.
Right.
I would like to have a living of going to places I like, to do things I like, with people I like.
So there's the triple life.
That's it. So
wow.
So that is not the abstract love that we just kind of receive from media. It's a love that is applied to every aspect of what we are and what we do, both individually and collectively.
So it sounds like it's a search, really. I mean, you're talking about so many different things. One word that comes to mind is a calling versus a job. When you are working in an environment that you're not happy in, you're with people you're not particularly enjoying to be with, and you're simply unhappy with what you're doing, you're looking for something. It's a search, and you might have found your calling. La vocación has encontrado.
We could say that. If we think about education, how education works today, we keep saying, young people, you have to study and grow in something that will serve you to make money. We say que tenga una salida profesional, who has a career open for you.
Right.
And if somebody wants to start a business, we say to that person, you look for market needs where is money for you.
Right.
It's like the money.
Right.
In love to Pia, and that's the way I feel, and the way I behave and service, no, forget about that. If you want to study what you like a lot,
right,
you love. If you want to create a business, do what you love. Be extremely good in that, and then let money come.
Uh-huh.
Because money will come
naturally.
Naturally. You don't have to hunt it. You only have to let it come.
You don't have to hunt for it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fantastic.
That's it.
That's fantastic. You know, I was reading over the weekend about education, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. the MBAs that are being taught mm-hmm. around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an article about the need to reform MBAs
mm-hmm.
because they are so oriented towards money.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, that's the point. But it is ironic because when you get into the business world, you hear about things like corporate social responsibility, giving back to the community, the need in today's world to do what you enjoy. And yet, if that's the case in the real world, or if that's what we're saying is important, apparently it's not really being taught at the MBA level.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. We haven't said that, but I'm an economist.
Uh-huh.
So my estudio universitario.
Yeah, your university degree.
That's it. My university degree is economy,
mm-hmm.
economics, and I did a master in business administration.
Yes.
And I serve as a directivo.
Yeah, as an executive
in big corporations. So I know well the business world.
Absolutely.
And I know business schools in that sense.
That's why I think it's great that you say that. It's coming from a person who has been
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is everything that is happening in education, and from the very beginnings when we are a child to the very end when we are just almost to start our professional living,
mm-hmm.
is targeted to serve big institutions. You have to be the right standard piece they need.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it starts very young, right? Did you get a sobresaliente or notable?
Yeah, that's
and it. And it starts boom, 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 all the way up.
And it's competition. It's just looking to fit in a world that already is built and that is obsessively looking for money,
right? Mm.
And that's what's happening. In Loftopia, the thing is just forget about that. Is we need to build an education so as people, children, boys and girls, and youngs, can learn how to live deeply,
right,
in peace, in harmony with nature and the others, and being able to offer to society what are their best
that they can offer.
That's
that,
it.
With they what they can that. Contribute.
Mm? And being able to build the new thing with the energy of being young. Because if we think when we are in the 20s, we have this special
idealism.
Yeah, and this special energy of
we do.
Changing things. But the whole system we have right now says, okay, just forgot that. You need to go to the standard way. Instead of saying, okay, let's take this very beautiful young energy and let the new thing
flourish
and let's see what happens.
So the institutions, are they afraid of losing their power?
Of course.
And if this is Lovetopia, or Lovetopia, as we would say in English, how much is this utopia, and how much is this real? In other words, if I go to Levante in 2033, and I'm living in Lovetopia, what would be the exchange or the means of money?
Let me ask in a different way.
Okay.
One of the things I have done in Lovetopia is to give voice to lots of things that are happening today.
Today, okay. You mentioned that briefly, like the sharing economy.
That's it. Sharing economy is one of them. The common goods economy is one of them. The economics of happiness is one of them.
That's interesting. Can you give us just what are the economics of happiness?
This is a movement that says GDP is not God. It's just that straightforward.
Well, I've heard this.
GDP is a perverse indicator because it doesn't talk about people.
Well-being.
Doesn't talk about well-being and healthy eating.
Do we need to then modify the books and come up with an accounting system that provides a way to measure that?
Of course, we should. And part of the proposals that are coming out of the common goods economy refer to that, just to build a brand new accounting system that, apart from just looking at the economics, they look at other parts of what the economic activity has, like well-being of employees, impact in society, neighborhood relationship with suppliers, contribution to
stakeholder relationships. You know, what's interesting, like you said, what's funny is you said eating well is important, feeling good is important. And it's so funny because we are the human resources that generate the GDP. We are the people making the money, or maybe not making it. Maybe we're the ones making it for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if the fuel, the engine, the people, you and I, aren't feeling well, it's going to crash. It's going to collapse. And that's what's happening, sort of.
I think it's happening.
To a certain extent. But I do agree with you that people are now looking for ways to build purpose into their lives.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And not necessarily punching a clock 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. The thing is very interesting because one of the ways we could define purpose in life is to connect mind and heart, is to put love in what you think and do. When you are disconnected with your mind says, let's go left, and your heart says, let's go right, then there is a tension, there is a pain, maybe a break there. No? If you're able to kind of find purpose, and that means connecting both heart and mind, then the whole thing starts to look different, feel different. It's like everything is easier, everything is more enjoyable.
Right, less effort, but more pleasure.
More pressure.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Well, how much of Lovetopia involves ecology? Because Ernst Kallenbach's book, Ecotopia, was pretty much all about ecology.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that didn't happen, by the way. I mean, you look at California and Oregon and it's in Washington, and they could go in that direction. I mean, it would be great if they probably did, but is ecology still a part of Lovetopia?
Yeah, of course, it's a part of it. The thing is, maybe when Kallenbach wrote Ecotopia, ecology was a brand new thing, and it was there was a need to amplify that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, ecology is something everybody knows.
We talk about it all the time.
We know what's ecology.
Okay.
And the ecological part of Loftopia is mainly based on sustainability.
Right.
From all points of view. Of course, in the relationship we have with Mother Nature, with planet Earth,
right,
with the whole ecological system we live in. In fact, there is another movement that's happening right now. It's called, in Espanol, Economía Circular. In
English, circular economy.
Yeah, that, right? It's like circular. The economy of sustainability. Instead of just linear processes, from extracting things out of Mother Nature and just creating waste, being able to recycle everything in an endless process.
I see.
And this is part of Loftopia, for sure.
You know what's interesting about, we have about 1 minute, about his book, was that it was rejected many times. And it's ironic, isn't it, that he couldn't, his piece, his contribution, couldn't fit into the puzzle of GDP and mainstream economics.
In my case, what happened is, when I wrote the book, a very good friend of mine said, I have the publishing house that will publish your book. But when they send me a draft of the contract and I went through it, they say, no way I'm going to sign this. No way I'm going to sign this. Well, so I self-published
it. You self-published it. It's Carlos Goga's book called Loftopia, or Loftopia. I want to thank you very much for being here, and best of luck. It's been a real
pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Drew.
We're going to have to take a break, everyone. We will be right back in just a minute.
¿Necesitas mejorar tu inglés de una manera rápida y efectiva este verano? Apúntate a los Summer Impact, un curso de inglés intensivo con el que mejorarás tu comprensión y agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Eso es lo que buscas, ¿verdad? Pues no lo dudes y apúntate a los Summer Impact. Haremos hincapié en la construcción de frases. Realizaremos continuas preguntas y respuestas, siempre con el método Vaughan. Con Summer Impact verás rápidamente cómo mejoras con el inglés. Más información en grupovaughan.com o en el 91-133-5831.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Consigue el inglés que necesitas para completar tu desarrollo profesional con nuestro Máster de Inglés para Ejecutivos. Programas de alto rendimiento en inglés compatible con tu trabajo. Un máster de 5 meses, inglés intensivo y didáctico con el método Vaughan. Pero esto no es todo. Para que perfecciones tu inglés al máximo, podrás disfrutar de una estancia en Vaughan Town o una semana residencial. Tú eliges. Gana competitividad con nuestro máster. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Solo con escuchar la palabra inglés te entra pánico? Ha llegado el momento de perder el miedo a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y sumérgete durante 6 días en el inglés con voluntarios angloparlantes de distintos puntos del planeta y que te ayudarán a superar tus barreras con el idioma, consiguiendo la fluidez y la naturalidad que siempre has soñado. Es la oportunidad perfecta para decir adiós a tus miedos. Te esperamos en Vaughan Town. Llámanos al 91-133-5831.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Disfruta en exclusiva de más de 200 títulos en formato digital de Vaughan Systems. Aprenderás inglés de manera fácil, dinámica y atractiva a través de las aplicaciones Kindle y las herramientas de los e-readers. Diccionario integrado, descripciones breves de los textos, un nuevo universo de posibilidades en el aprendizaje del inglés. Entra ahora en amazon.es/tienda Vaughan. Además, como regalo de inauguración, el primer número del curso de inglés definitivo de Vaughan. ¿Te lo vas a perder? amazon.es/tienda Vaughan.
Ay, casi te hiciste ese corte de pelo. Casi te bañaste desnudo en el mar. Casi, casi, casi saltaste en parapente. Casi, casi, casi te fuiste a vivir a Nueva York. Si casi, 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 casi hiciste algo, es que realmente no lo hiciste.
Así que atrévete, acelera y llévate un clase A 180 CDI por solo 23.100 euros financiando con Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Consulta condiciones en tu concesionario oficial Mercedes-Benz. Oferta válida hasta el 30 de junio.
Ven y pruébalo en ITRA. Concesionario oficial Mercedes-Benz, calle Pradillo 19.
Audi Spray.
We often clean the inner parts of our ears with a Q-tip.
Pero, ¿sabías que solo debes utilizarlo por fuera del oído? Ya que si no, empuja la cera hacia el tímpano.
Use Audi Spray, a seawater-based natural spray which cleans your ears gently.
Usa Audi Spray, un spray natural a base de agua de mar que limpia tus oídos con total naturalidad. Audi Spray.
Sold in all pharmacies.
Y también Audi Spray Junior.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés de una manera rápida y efectiva este verano, apúntate a los Summer Impacts. Más información en grupobaugan.com o en el 91-133-5831.
Back with the second half hour of Highways and Byways. It's now time for Pleased to Tweet You.
Ah, Pleased to Tweet You.
Tuiteanos. Huh? @IMDrewCrosby.
Today's question for Pleased to Tweet You is a phrasal verb. Perk up. Perk up. Shall we ring it up, Carlos? Perk up. Perk up. Yeah, that's a good phrasal verb. To perk up. To perk up is to have energy, to get energy. If you are perked up, you are animado. You have energy. You're ready to go. And I sent a tweet on that today. The question is, what perks you up in the morning? And people may say, coffee. I drink coffee because it perks me up. Can everybody repeat, please? I drink coffee because it perks me up. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I do, too. But there are other things. There are other things that can perk you up. And it's interesting. People assume that it's only coffee, but I'd like to hear from you. And we can practice this phrasal verb. What perks you up? And by the way, when we learn these verbs, remember, it's good to know, is it a regular verb or is it an irregular verb? Boy, that coffee I drank this morning really perked me up. Did it perk you up? I just told you it perked me up. Okay, so it's a regular verb, and we want to hear that in the past. We want to hear the perked me up. I want to hear that in the past. So, but there are other things you can do, other things you can eat and do to perk yourselves up. Let us know. And if Twitter works here, I'm going to see if I can get this thing working because the Wi-Fi is a little slow here. But, for example, one thing that you can do instead of coffee, and we'll talk about coffee maybe in a minute, but how about an apple? Isn't there an expression in English? Isn't there an idiom or an expression in English? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Have you heard that one, Carlos? Yeah. Well, do you follow that rule?
Well, sometimes.
Me too. You know, this morning I was thinking, it's been a while since I've eaten an apple. It's been a while. Since I've eaten an apple. Hey, just out of curiosity, can you repeat that? It's been a while since I've eaten an apple.
It's been a while since I've eaten an apple.
Wow, good one. It's been a while since I've eaten an apple. And the reason why apples perk us up is because of what they have inside them. Apples contain fructose. And apples are healthy because, of course, all of the fiber. But the thing is, it's funny, I always see this, people say, oh, eat an apple in the morning. The problem with eating an apple, it gives me energy, especially manima, it perks me up, but it makes me hungrier. Oh, have you noticed that? You're like, oh man, now I'm hungry. You know, it's weird. It's the only thing I've ever eaten that makes me hungrier. So anyway, let's take a couple tweets here. Some of these tweets are coming in, but we're having a difficulty here. Several have come in earlier. Let's see if I can find one here. How about one from Luis? He says, getting up early in the morning. Wow, that's a phrase. Getting up early. What does to get up mean? What's the difference between getting up and waking up? Well, hey, Carlos, what do you do first? Do you get up or do you wake up?
I think wake up.
You wake up first. Of course, you have to wake up first. You can't, you know, unless, a no ser que seas un sonámbulo. Oh, yeah. That would mean that you actually get up first before you wake up. How do you say sonambulo in English? Does anybody know? Sleepwalker. Carlos is like, yeah, English is so logical. I love it. Right? It is. So sleepwalkers actually get up before they wake up. But no, usually we wake up before we get up. And Luis says, getting up early in the morning perks me up. There isn't any better way to start a new day than cheering you up by simple things. Yeah, simple things cheer you up. I agree. Simple things cheer you up. To cheer up is a phrasal verb. To cheer up, right? Come on, cheer up. How do you say cheer up? What does cheer up mean in Spanish? Cheer up. I see you're a little sad. You look sad. Cheer up.
Animarte.
Animarte, animate, right? We're talking about perking up. So let's compare. Vamos a comparar estos dos. Son parecidos. To perk up and to cheer up. Well, something that I eat or do perks me up. It's physical. It's very physical. Oh, man, I'm tired, you know. Oh, I need something to perk me up. Maybe I should go for a walk. Maybe I should eat an apple. Oh, I'm perked up. Woo, I'm ready to go. I am perked up. Cheer up. To cheer up is more emotional. I'm kind of depressed. No me encuentro bien. Estoy un poco ya de mal humor. I'm in a bad mood, and I need somebody to cheer me up. Okay, so to cheer up is animar in that context or that way. All righty then. Come on now, Twitter. Twitter doesn't seem to be working very well. Other things that we can do besides eating apples. Oh, and by the way, what's good about eating an apple is that there's no crash. What's a crash? You know, when you're really perked up and you're excited and you have a lot of energy and you're motivated, and then all of a sudden, boom! Oh my gosh, I have no energy. I'm no longer perked up. That's a crash. No, if you eat an apple, apparently there's no crash. It gives you energy, it perks you up, and there's no crash. However, as we said before, it makes you very hungry. But they're very good. They provide all of the carbohydrates we need, and so apples are a good source of fiber as well. Hey, does that take us to a yes, no, maybe so?
Yes, no, maybe so.
Here we go. I have an answer here. It's an answer. Okay, are you ready, Carlos? He's like, yeah, I like answers. Yes, but you have to ask the question. The answer is, I'm perked up because I had a coffee. The answer, la respuesta. The answer is, I'm perked up because I had a coffee. What's the question to that answer? And we'll come back to that in just a second. Here's one. What about chocolate? Now, this sounds funny, but apparently chocolate will perk us up, right? And I don't know, eating chocolate in the morning. And for me, you know, let's put it this way. I associate getting perked up with the morning. But there are times throughout the day when I need to be perked up and I have to find something to eat. So chocolate, yeah, chocolate in the afternoon for sure. Not really in the morning. But chocolate is good for increasing our energy. It's not nearly as long. It doesn't last. Yeah, the way we feel, we get perked up with chocolate, but that feeling doesn't last nearly as long as it does compared to eating an apple. We will have more energy if we eat an apple. But again, There are ways to eat chocolate. You can eat white chocolate. You can drink chocolate. You can, of course, have different. You can have dark chocolate. Dark chocolate. How do you say dark chocolate in Spanish? Do you remember that one, Carlos? Take a guess.
Chocolate negro.
Exactly. Chocolate negro. But in English, it's chocolate oscuro. Right? Yeah, it's dark chocolate. It's funny. So all of these things, these types of chocolates will also perk you up. Let's go back and give the answer to the yes, no, maybe so. Yes, it's an answer. The answer is, I'm perked up because I had a coffee. I'm perked up because I had a coffee. What is it, Carlos?
Why did you perk up?
Why did you perk up? Why did you perk up? Okay. Or why are you perked up? Right? Because I said I'm perked up. See, this is the difficulty. And no, and Carlos, let's face it, he's on the other side of the city. This is via satellite. No, this is actually a transmission. It's not I perked up. It's I'm. But if it had been I, you were right. But the answer was I'm perked up because I had a coffee. All right. Why are you perked up? Why are you perked up? Okay, second one. La segunda parte, the second part here. Let's do it for the conditional. Okay? I'm perked up because I had a coffee. Pero si no hubiese tomado un café, no es, right? You know how that works. I'm perked up because I had a coffee. We'll come back to that in just a second. All right, let's see here. What about light? Light. This is pretty easy to do in Spain. They say that light perks us up. Can everybody repeat, please? Light perks us up. Can I hear that one? Light perks us up. What am I saying?
Light perks us up.
Perfect. You understand, right? Light perks us up. Yeah, light perks us up. And that's easy to do in Spain, but it's difficult to do in Chicago in the wintertime.
Oh, man. Oh, good morning.
You know, I've gone to work in the morning in Chicago in the wintertime. It feels like it's midnight.
A ver, este día o noche. I don't even know.
I'm driving my car, going to work. Ah, it's morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's nighttime. It's very difficult to find the sun sometimes. But light perks us up. You know, it gives us energy, and it's a great way to get perked up in the morning. Let's go back and do the yes, no, maybe so. Okay. Well, here's the sentence one more time. I'm perked up because I had a coffee. And you want to put that into the conditional? I'm perked up because I had a coffee. Let's hear it, Carlos. Give it a shot.
If I hadn't had a coffee,
yes,
I wouldn't perk up.
I wouldn't be perked up. I wouldn't be perked up, right? But you understand why, right? Okay, so the original sentence, I'm perked up because I had a coffee. But if I hadn't had a coffee, no estaría, I wouldn't be perked up. Did the listeners, how did you do? Did you get that one right? I hope so. Okay, other things that can perk us up. Now, things that I've never done before, like drink energy drinks. I don't know, I just don't do it. Do you drink energy drinks?
Not very often.
Not very often. Okay, well, the people will use these energy drinks to get perked up. They will give you this energy boost. Right? What's a boost? Does everybody know the word boost? It's kind of a cool verb. Let me give you a boost there. I need something that's going to give me a boost. A boost is like un empujón. Física, right? Physical, and of course, figurative. Do you know that chair? You know when children, cuando los niños no alcanzan a la mesa, son pequeñitos, y les dan un... Right, they give them a booster chair. It's called a booster chair because, of course, it's boosting the child up to the table. And energy drinks do that. They give you that push, that boost. But again, apparently the crash will come. The crash will come, which is, I guess, like coffee. Right, you have to be careful because the crash is very similar with coffee. Now, let's take a look at foods. If you're just tuning in, and I'm trying to get you guys here. I'm trying to find you on the web, but I'm going to try to get the Wi-Fi to work here. And but anyway, we're talking about things that perk us up. And in this case, food, other types of food. Now, there are different types of food that will help us perk up in the morning. And they say if we do it right, we won't need coffee to wake us up, right? We could eat, for example, eggs which have vitamin B. Vitamin B. Hey, is there another way of pronouncing the word vitamin? How do the British pronounce vitamin? Vitamin. They say vitamin. Vitamin. Vitamins. Vitamins. So vitamin B. Eggs have vitamin B. So really, there are lots of different things. Eggs, cereals, and things like that. It depends. Blueberry muffins. Some people talk about smells that perk them up. Ah, man, that smells good. Well, what is that? Those are blueberry muffins. Wow, suddenly I'm perked up. You know, I was really tired a minute ago, but now, did you make blueberry muffins? Yes, I did. Oh, I am perked up now. Right? What's a blueberry muffin? How do you say blueberry in Spanish? Does anybody know? I believe it's like arándano, isn't it? Yeah, blueberry. Mmm, blueberry muffins perk me up. You know, do you guys remember the situational comedy, the television program, which was Friends? Remember Friends? And they always met. They were always at that cafe. And the cafe was called Central Perk. Menudo juego de palabras. Hey, that's a funny play on words. Because Perk, no es Central Park, it's Central Perk, con una E. Why? Because we're talking about coffee. Coffee perks you up. And that's why they called it Central Perk. Because they went there to drink coffee to get perked up. And so anyway. Other things here. Let's see. Oh, exercise. Now, this is one that we can do. Exercise, right? We can wake up in the morning and exercise. Who's ready to do that? I don't know. A lot of people are not willing to do that, or they can't do that. But it's true. As soon as you get your heart beating a little bit, you get more energy. And today, running is becoming very popular. Carlos, do you exercise in the morning?
No way.
No way, Jose. Do you exercise in the afternoon?
No either.
Do you exercise in the evening?
No.
Carlos doesn't exercise. All right, so that's something that you don't. So you don't exercise to get perked up. Okay. Now, in the morning, I like getting up early in the morning in the summertime. And I can do some exercise in the morning, in the summertime. But it's always more difficult to wake up in the morning in the winter. You know, it's cold, it's dark. And by the way, when are they going to change the time in Spain? When are we going to change our clocks permanently? You know? Have you heard about that debate? Technically, we have what? We have the, we should have like the time that they have in London, right? And so in the wintertime, ¿qué hora es? Son las ocho menos cuarto. Is it a quarter to eight? And you think, it's still dark outside. Anyway, but what about gyms? Do you go to a gym in the morning? That's even more difficult. But apparently exercise will perk you up. Now, here's one that I like. Water. Drinking a glass of water in the morning. En ayunas. En ayunas. How do we say en ayunas? Does anybody know? You know, this is cool because it's very logical in English. I don't think you know it. Do you know it, Carlos? How do you say en ayunas?
I know ayunas is fast, I think.
Exactly. Ayunar is to fast. Exactly. The verb to fast is ayunar. That's why... Si rompemos el ayuno, comemos, ¿qué desayunamos? ¿Cómo se dice desayunar?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. But it's break fast, right? Romper la... estar en ayunas. What do we say? Rompiendo el ayuno. Okay, breakfast. But we don't say break fast, we say breakfast. Pero si estás en ayunas, you have an empty stomach. Empty stomach, estómago vacío. Yeah, if the doctor says, for example, estas pastillas hay que tomarlas en ayunas. You have to take these pills on, la preposición, on an empty stomach. On an empty stomach. All right, so that's the concept there. And I don't think you should, I think most of the time we're supposed to take medicine with when we have something in our stomach, right? Anyway, water. If we wake up in the morning and we drink a couple glasses of water, apparently this gives us a lot of energy. I like to do this because it just feels good. You know, it just feels good waking up and starting the day, getting a little hydration there. Other things that can perk us up. What about music? Bah, 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 bah. Yeah. Carlos is like, mm-hmm, yep. I like music in the morning. Do you use music to perk yourself up?
No, not really, but later, yeah.
Later, but not in the morning. Okay. Let's see. What about in the car later? I mean, isn't there a point in during the day? Do you ever use music to perk yourself up? Later
yeah,
on. In the car. Yeah, in the car. Music is a great way to affect your moods in general, right? I mean, sometimes if you want to relax, music works for that. Sometimes if you want to get perked up, music will definitely work for that as well. Depends on the style of music, but music will definitely do it. Now, what about, depending on our habits, of course, if we are not perked up the following morning or in the morning, it's probably because of the way we slept. You know, this goes back to just basic health and things like that. We're always talking about getting the right amount of sleep. How much sleep did you get last night?
4.5 hours.
Well, that's why you're not perked up. Yeah, I know, I need something to perk me up. So, you know, there are ways to do that. We're talking about that. But again, good sleep and good sleep patterns will definitely perk us up. Now, what about this? Do you like to sleep in? Do you ever sleep in, Carlos? Do you ever sleep in? Ah, to sleep in. Yeah, well, that's an interesting phrasal verb, to sleep in. To sleep in means to stay in bed a little longer. Yeah. I'm going to sleep a little bit longer. So that's called, what do? You push what's called the snooze button, right? Snooze. It's funny, that's a word that appears on the alarm clock. Snooze. Have you ever thought about what it means?
I think posponer.
Yeah. No, not really. It's not posponer. To snooze is dormir. But it's like sleeping very, very, you're very comfortable. You know, you're snoozing. Es un verbo, to snooze. S-N-O-O-S-E, perdona, S-N-O-O-Z-E, snooze. And if you're snoozing, you are really relaxed. You're sleeping, maybe not 100%, but you're just really comfortable. You know, estás ahí como mitad, mitad. Oh, man. And we have that expression in English, if you snooze, you lose, right? Which means, hey, despabilate, hombre, despabilate. You know, if you snooze, you lose. So, my question for Carlos, do you sleep in? Now, the sleep in is quedarse en la cama más durante más tiempo. But let me ask you, do you use the snooze button? Can you repeat that question? Do you use the snooze button?
Do you use the snooze button?
All right. Nice job. Do you use the snooze button? Do you?
If I can, of course.
Oh, man. Well, what they say is, in order to perk yourself up, don't use the snooze button. You know, just wake up, get up, start your day, get ready to go. Now, what about this? I like this concept, mind over matter. This is an expression as well. Mind over matter. Matter is like lo que existe, materia, la materia. Matter. Mind, la mente. So we have this expression, mind over matter. In other words, yo puedo controlar la materia con mi mente. You know, I can control matter with my mind. La expresión, mind over matter. What does that mean? Well, if you're not perked up, and you would like to be perked up, tell yourself you're perked up. Mind over matter. Smile. Wake up in the morning. Hi, good morning. You know what? I am feeling perked up. I just smiled. Mind over matter. But one of my favorite things to do to get perked up is to have some time to myself in the morning. It could be just sitting and doing nothing. It could be having a cup of coffee. It's not necessarily the coffee. It could be looking at the web, just a little bit of extra time before the rat race begins. Yeah, before the rat race. What's a rat race? Una carrera de ratas? De ratones? No, de ratas. A rat race? ¿Por qué he dicho ratón? What's a ratón in Spanish? How do you say ratón?
Mouse.
Yeah, ¿y ratones?
Mouses.
No, mice. It's irregular.
Remember?
Mice. One mouse, two mice. Yeah, but rats. What's a rat race? A rat race is the day-to-day. El ajetreo del día a día. You know, get up, get in the car, take the car, get to work, have a cup of coffee, but then you have a meeting, and then but the meeting was canceled, but now I have to... It's a rat race. Well, you have to be perked up to run the rat race, don't you? And so I like to have a little bit of me time in the morning so that I can prepare myself for the rat race. And, you know, one of the biggest components of the rat race, I think, is the commute. Going to work and then returning home. And then finally, of course, breakfast. Rompiendo estar en ayunas. Rompiendo el ayuno. Breakfast. Have a good breakfast, a healthy breakfast. We talked about some of the foods we can eat. But I've always been intrigued by the Spanish breakfast. It's pretty minimalistic, isn't it? What'd you have for breakfast? Un café y un par de galletas. Una magdalena y un vaso de leche. What's that, Carlos? Our Spanish breakfasts are quite small. What do you typically have for breakfast?
Now I usually only have a coffee. But before I used to have sausage and bacon.
Really? Really? So you used to have sausage and bacon and now you just have a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I don't have time.
Oh, it's a question of time. Yeah, but remember, here in Spain we have the second breakfast. El segundo desayuno a las 10:30, por ahí. And that of course, keeps you perked up until lunchtime, hopefully. Anyway, a few things that we can do. Let's see if I can get Wi-Fi back. I apologize for not being able to connect. But anyway, a few things today to keep in mind. Things we can do to get perked up. We'll take a break and be right back.
¿Necesitas mejorar tu inglés de una manera rápida y efectiva este verano? Apúntate a los Summer Impact, un curso de inglés intensivo con el que mejorarás tu comprensión y agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Eso es lo que buscas, ¿verdad? Pues no lo dudes y apúntate a los Summer Impact. Haremos hincapié en la construcción de frases. Realizaremos continuas preguntas y respuestas, siempre con el método Vaughan. Con Summer Impact verás rápidamente cómo mejoras con el inglés. Más información en grupovaughan.com o en el 911-335831.
Sol, vacaciones, juegos. Aprovecha las vacaciones de tus hijos para apuntarlos a nuestros campamentos de verano en Ávila, Cantabria, Tarragona, Toledo, Madrid. Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, actividades, informes. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
No necesitas pasar 6 meses en Londres para mejorar tu inglés. Con solo 6 días de inmersión en Vaughan Town, superarás tus miedos. Ganarás fluidez y naturalidad. Piensa, habla, vive en inglés. Llámanos al 911-333-5833.
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en inglés profesional Vaughan. Tu solución definitiva.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Si estás interesado en que te devuelvan el dinero pagado de más por la aplicación del suelo hipotecario, Ayuso y Escribano puede ayudarte a anular la cláusula suelo aplicada por tu banco o caja para que puedas recuperar tu dinero y comiences a pagar por tu hipoteca exactamente lo que te corresponde. Llama ya y te realizaremos un estudio de viabilidad gratuito. 691 30 15 61.
Kinépolis se llena de orgullo y satisfacción al presentar...
Kinépolis se llena de pride and satisfaction al presentar...
Versión original todos los días.
Todos los days.
Todas tus pelis favoritas en versión original.
Todas las movies.
Y los martes, más películas y más sesiones.
Y los martes, more and more and more.
Toda la información en kinépolis.es.
All the information on kinépolis.es.
Audi Sprite.
We often clean the...